post-game coaches show presented by Bearings. And, Coach, a lot of positives in this game, some in-game adversity, and you got a big performance from John Axel Goodmanson. This looks more like a John Axel Lion that we're used to seeing.
Well, John had fun. You know, he kind of vowed after our trip to Florida that, you know, I've lost the joy in the game and I need to get it back. And he worked at that in practice for 2 days, and it was very evident today that that joy was back. And, you know, I said to the guys in the locker room after the game that we made a lot of mistakes. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We made a lot of mistakes. But the one mistake we didn't make was we didn't stop fighting. And when you fight for 40 minutes, you make up for mistakes. And the second comment I made in the locker room was I've said for a month, 6 weeks now, that our bench is going to be used and our bench is going to help us. Bates Jones makes a big three. Malcolm Winters comes off the bench and makes a big N1 conventional three. And then Nelson comes off the bench and makes a great drive to the basket and, you know, gets fouled on it as well. And we get the offensive rebound on a missed foul shot. So, and then how about Lee? Lee comes off the bench at the end of the game and gets that offensive rebound that kept the ball alive. And, I mean, it just marvelous things happen for us.
Offensively, Coach, it looks like you guys were able to run more sets. You were able to improv at moments. And I remember Kellen down at this end making the cut. Carter Patient finding him for an easy basket.
Yeah, great back cut. Good jump stop by Carter. Delivered the ball right on the money. You know, I still think we're at crunch time, we need to flow a little bit better. For us to have 11 turnovers, it's just not something good that we got to clean that up a little bit. And then we're a great foul shooting team, and you know, we missed two key one. We missed a one-on-one and I think the back end of a two-shot foul. That would have salted the game all the way a little bit better. So I do see some things there that need some work, but those are all correctable. The fighting is the thing that just got my attention, and I'm thrilled about it.
Coach, you were facing a team that came into the game, the number one three-point percentage shooting team in the country, 44%. You held them to 30% today. What did you do to
I think we got really good defenders.
Yeah.
You know, Brace Bolden's a superb Bolden Brace is a superb three-point shooter. He goes 2 for 7. Of course, you've seen Roland. The two he makes, we had a little bit of relaxation on the two he made, but up to that, he didn't make one. The guy that surprised us was Borzaquet. He's not a guy that threatens you from three, but he had two looks tonight against Luka, and he made them both. So take him out of the mix, and they're 9 for 20. They're 5 for 23, which is not a very good percentage, but overall 28% for three and a shooting 44 is pretty good.
Coach, we know the game of college basketball ebbs and flows and runs. They came back quickly to erase the 8-point halftime
lead. Holy Toledo.
Your team responded, though, with a 13-4 run
yeah.
in response to that.
And we spoke about that for the last 2 days, about how in the second half we come out a little bit flat. And we came out, we got a 2 right away, and they get a 3 on a missed assignment. And then we struggled to get stops when we needed to get stops. And twice we threw the ball to them, and you can't play defense on those kind of run-out layups. And that was 4 points that they got, and that's the thing that really hurt us.
Coach, the things that impressed me today were the little things. It was Lee with that great play, which you mentioned near the end of the game on the offensive rebound and saving the ball. But also Bates Jones getting on the floor here. Yeah. I mean, the hustle plays today – You won the hustle plays.
I think this was Bates' best game since the Auburn game. I thought he had a terrific game against Auburn. I thought Bates was, he was sensational for us. Just did those things, those hustle things. And had a couple of rebounds down there, and he really gave us a great lift.
Coach, last one for you. Luka Brankovic down the stretch was strong. He got in positions where you didn't really think there was opportunity he created. Would you rather have him start a little closer than where he's starting those plays?
But look,
when it goes in, it's fine.
Yeah, sure, but understand what he's dealing with. He's dealing with Maxime Borzaquet, who's, 6'6" and maybe 245, 250, and he's a lot lower level than Luka is. So he's got leverage on him because of his it's like having an offensive guard, against a sleek receiver. And the offensive guard is going to get position all the time. And he drove Luka out.
Coach, thank you for your time. Congrats on a big win here on the road.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Perk.